The trailer?
Yeah. That looks cool. Songbird.
Let's see.
Good morning, Miss Garcia.
Good morning, sunshine. I miss you. I could kiss you right now.
Yeah, well, someday.
Curfew is now in effect. All unauthorized citizens must stay indoors.
Tensions rise as we enter the 213th week of lockdown.
A grim new reality emerges.
COVID-23 has mutated.
Bradley Whitford. Demi Moore.
Thermal scan normal.
A horrifying new development today.
New data confirms the virus attacks the brain tissue.
Whoa, 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 whoa! I'm immune!
Worldwide death toll rises to over 110 million.
All infected Americans are being forced into quarantine camps.
Sarah, what's going on?
It's quite a cast. Wow, it looks interesting. Bradley Whitford.
Yeah, so it's a little too close to home. It's 4 years into the quarantine.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a real horror story because we could see that happening.
Yeah, I think that's a scary thing. You know, there was a time when you'd see movies like that, like Songbird, and you would go, oh, movies about quarantine, like Contagion, stuff like that. You're like, well, that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut to 2020, and it's like, you know what? I don't want to see stories about this being even worse. Like, it's already pretty bad, and everyone already knows their own personal horror stories or something they heard or saw. Mm-hmm. Or even if you don't know anybody, like, you saw those people in Florida who were like, I didn't believe it was a thing and now it is and I'm dying
and, now I'm
and my
dead.
Wife died. I don't want to see any more quarantine stuff. I really don't. You know, I watched American Housewife came back this week and so did Superstore. And I was like, oh yeah, my two favorite sitcoms are back. Loved American Housewife. They just continued the same story. The kids are in school. One of them wasn't going to graduate.
One of them wasn't even the same kid. One of them changed kids, right? It was the whole Bewitched thing. It's like, that's not Anna Kant. That's not even, that didn't even look like Anna Kant. And they totally switched us.
Yeah. So they replaced Anna Kant. No,
with
so
Becky.
The actress, well, yeah, it was a new Becky. It was a new Becky. It was like, yeah, it went away. So Julia Butters was the original Anna Kant. And she ended up in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and she's going to be some big movie star now. She's got all these movies coming out. So I guess her handlers or whoever were like, you know what? No more television. We're moving on to...
Mm-hmm.
We're moving on. So they got this little girl named Giselle Eisenberg, who was from Life in Pieces and an animated series called Puppy Dog Pal. So that generation already knew her. You know, mm-hmm. She's sort of a known entity. So, yeah, but they acknowledge, like, the minute it starts, they acknowledge it. You see the new Anna Kant, and she looks at the camera and goes, yeah, kids change.
Mm-hmm.
And they just left it at that. But anyway, so American Housewife was just a continuation of the story, except for the new actor. It was just, you know, Greg is trying to write a book, and the kids are trying to graduate in the same old drama. You would never know there's a pandemic. You would never know they shot that while everyone had masks on and had to get tested every single day and all that kind of stuff. As opposed to Superstore, where they did the whole pandemic thing. It starts out with like, March. Oh, so I'm reading on my text right here. Some friend of mine in Washington State is telling me there's some sort of pandemic going on. And then they move to the whole thing where like, people come running into, you know, Superstore. It's about like a Kmart kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody comes in and buys all the toilet paper and all the water. And it's this whole thing. And the employees are trying to stock stuff up for themselves and hide it. And it's just, you know, then they're in masks. Then they're talking about 6 feet and social distancing. And it's like, you know what? I'm watching your show, especially a comedy show, to get away from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what every other sitcom is doing. Just socially distance, quarantine, do all that stuff you do so you can get on there and just make your damn show. Don't make it about the pandemic. I'm sorry. I don't want to see. I'm not going to watch any more Superstore because I don't want to watch Superstore taking place during the pandemic.
You shouldn't have watched it to begin with.
They didn't even do it creatively. If they had this one character come in, she was like, I'm not going to wear a mask because I'm an American. They're like, what's your name? She's like, Karen. That's why I don't think I'm going to watch Songbird is my whole point of this, because I'm not interested in seeing things about a pandemic. I'm living it. I don't need to watch it. Sorry.
Well, by the time it comes out, we might be out. So who knows? You might enjoy it then. I still watch the news. You don't.
That's true. I don't watch the news anymore.
You don't watch the news at all. And I think it's political. I think it's COVID. I think it's a bunch of things that you don't watch the news anymore. So I watch it. I want to continue watching things like that.
I know people were like, oh, so did you watch any of the debates? I was like, hell no. I started watching Fargo. Way better. The thing going on in New York today and New Jersey are all these Trump people are getting in their big trucks with all their Trump flags and all their Confederate flags, even though this is New York, somehow they got Confederate flags. And they blocked a bridge and they blocked the Garden State Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't get it. So you support Trump and you're doing that by doing the Bridgegate thing that got Christie in trouble in the first place. Like you blocked a bridge and you caused traffic. Nobody on that bridge is saying to themselves, you know, I was going to vote for Biden, but now you caused traffic and you made me 2 hours late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a Trump supporter now. Like what? I don't get it. I don't get what the...
They're blocking people from voting. That's the thing. They're trying to block people from going to the voting place and voting.
Yeah, but nobody who's voting had to go over the Mario Cuomo Bridge today.
Yeah, I don't know.
And nobody who's voting had to go on the Garden State Parkway. They weren't blocking anybody from voting in Texas. You know, they just pushed the Biden bus to the side. They just ran it off the road.
Yeah, and that's really smart thing to do. Push the Biden bus off the road because that will get you shot.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, they had guns and they were like, it was weird. It was like a movie. It's like, I don't know if it's, when I first saw it, I thought it was, I didn't think it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Because it did look like a movie. It looked like just a bunch of trucks and guns and they were pushing this bus aside. And I was waiting for like, I don't know, Jack Black to come out or something. I thought it was like I was waiting for the comedy aspect of it. But then I realized it's real. And then Trump tweeted, we love Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You love voter intimidation?
I didn't know if Biden was on the bus or not. Was he on the bus?
First they said he was, and now I think he wasn't. I don't think he was on that bus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if he's on that bus, you're going to get shot. There's no way around it.
Right.
Their Secret Service will take you out. And nobody is going to look at that and go, I feel so bad for the guy in the truck. We're going to say you deserved it.
I think it just strengthened people's resolve against Trump and for Biden. I mean, I have a girlfriend who's a Republican and she didn't know how to vote. And she said to me that was the game changer for her. She's like, that's violent. She's like, I don't want to be associated with a party that has anything to do with that kind of violence.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's going to happen on Tuesday. I think it can go either way. I really have no idea right now. I don't have one feeling one way or the other.
I have a feeling and it's not going to be good.
If the Libertarian candidate wins, then I'd be surprised.
I don't even know who it is.
All the people that wrote in Mickey Mouse, that would surprise. If Mickey Mouse won, if it canceled each other out and it was like the write-in candidate.
Yeah, I almost, because a lot of the people were unopposed on my ballot. So, you know, Corner and whatever, blah, 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 all of them were unopposed. And I almost thought about writing in Santa Claus the whole time, you know, Santa Claus. But I wonder how many votes Santa Claus is going to get.
Joe Jorgensen this year is the Libertarian
candidate. Yeah, I bet Santa Claus will get more votes.
Than Joe Jorgensen?
Probably. There's no way.
You're going to love this. Is it a she?
No, it's
I
a
think
he.
It's a she.
No.
Joe Jorgensen's a woman. See, we don't even know what gender the Libertarian candidate is. So it's a she, and she is the Libertarian candidate from... You guessed it, South Carolina.
No, I don't believe that at all. No, because I don't know his name at all.
No, her name is Jo Jorgensen, and she formally launched her campaign a year ago at the South Carolina Libertarian Party convention.
Mm-hmm. It was in somebody's living room.
That's probably
it's not
true.
It's not a real party. I guarantee Santa Claus will have more votes.
You know, as I'm going through this, she's a good candidate. I'm sorry I didn't vote for her. I agree with a lot of her platform. I can't believe I didn't see this before.
You know, for the most part, if you look at it on paper, I think I'm more of a Republican than I am a Democrat. I mean, there are things that I'm Republican about, like less taxes and less government.
Nobody wants more taxes.
Exactly. But when you look at it, I think I fall into the more Republican than I do Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not going to vote for somebody insane.
Yeah.
That's my difference in that. If it was,
you know, what's interesting? People have different platforms that are important to them. There are issues that are important to them. You know, if you're somebody that the COVID response is your thing, then you're not going to vote for Trump. If you're somebody that the economy is your thing, I mean, the economy's been pretty good. A lot of it has to do with Obama set up a lot of stuff that made the economy good. Trump continued it, even though everyone thinks he did everything to undo. He actually did a lot of things to continue the economy being good. So if that's your one thing, then you might vote for Trump. You know, everyone has their one thing, whether it's a social issue or whether it's Black Lives Matter or whether it's, you know, people vote with the one or two issues that are important to them.
Mm-hmm. But there's some issues that Democrats are for that I don't waver on. I mean, it's things that I won't vote Republican because I feel so strongly about those issues. So it's hard for me to make that decision, but there's things about Democrats I don't like. So I vote for the person.
Listen, I hope there's things about Democrats you don't like. And I hope for our Republican friends, there's things about the Republican Party that they don't like because it's not a cult. That's the thing. I hate when people are like, I agree with everything. Really? You agree with everything? I mean, when Obama ran, I was like, I don't know. I mean, I'm really, this whole not being for same-sex marriage is an issue for me, you know, because I've always supported my gay friends and all that kind of stuff. And that really bothers me. So, you know, I mean, people right now, either it's a cult and you're into hero worship, or you can see people clearly for who they are. Like, I have a lot of Republican friends that are like, I'm going to vote for Trump even though I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, you're allowed to not like the guy and still vote for him. I don't like Biden. He wasn't my choice, you know, but who knows?
Yeah, I just have a very big problem with voting for somebody that's 78 years old.
They're both in their 70s.
I know. Exactly. I have a problem with that. I don't let my parents drive a car, and they're not even close to that age. You know, I'm not going to let somebody run a country if I won't let my parents drive a car.
Yeah.
I have an issue with that. It could be ageism. Go after me for that. I don't care. I'm just saying I don't think somebody that's 78 years old should have his finger on the button that could end the world.
Right. That's a good point.
So that I have an issue with. And if somebody that's 78 years old dies, you go, they lived a good life.
Right. You don't want to be at an age where if you die, people are shocked and say, wow, that was way too young. You don't want to be at an age that if you die, people go, yeah,
right.
Seems about right.
It's like the girl from American Idol that just died. She was on season one of American Idol. She came in third. She was 40-something years old.
She's 42. Like
42 years old. And you go, wow, that's too young. But if Joe Biden kicked over tomorrow, you'd be like, he lived a good life.
Right.
You wouldn't even cry.
Nikki McKibben, by the way, is her name.
Right. But you wouldn't even cry at his funeral because you'd be like, he lived a good life.
Yeah, 78. He did a lot in 78
years.
He's
in a better place.
Right.